Andy Holding's Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. Alex Dunn here, joined by Andy Holding to look ahead to Friday night at Dundalk. Pretty standard fare this evening at Dundalk. And we've got eight races to look forward to, eight competitive races as well. There's definitely some value to be had this evening. As I said, I'm Alex and I'm joined on the line by Mr. Holding. How are you, sir?
Very well indeed.
Early start for us today because you're about to hot-footed up to Leeds to be on the radio, aren't you?
I am, yes. Eight race card for me to get my teeth into. Did most of the work yesterday and had a good study again this morning and tallied them all up to the prices. And it all means that I think we've got a half a decent night at Dundalk. But I'll be on the show tonight as well, so plenty to look forward to.
Yeah, well, I just thought we'd get a quick look so people have got something to listen to if they do want to hear your Dundalk thoughts. But you will be live on the show from 12:30, so we better get on with it so you can get up here in time. We'll start with the 5:35 then. It's a maiden over 2 miles. And I would suggest, Andy, that as it is a maiden over 2 miles, it's not going to be an especially strong contest. I think that's reflected in the kind of horses that we've got turning up here. I should just add, listeners, we don't have prices for some races. They may filter through as we're doing this. It's about 9:15 now. So it may be that we're working off you know what we think the prices should be, but at least we'll get Andy's tips out there. This first race, though, Andy, won't take a whole lot of winning, will it?
No, it won't. Quite a few of these haven't run over 2 miles, so there's quite clearly an element of guesswork attached to their chances. And quite a few have run here recently in pretty modest maidens, so we've only got a little bit of form to go on. The main horses to concentrate on have filtered their way up to the top of the market, as predicted. Viaduct Joey, he's been a fairly consistent horse in recent times. He's hit the board on his three runs here at this track over a mile and a half and a mile and a quarter, respectively. Just keeping on in the home straight, really. He doesn't do anything very quickly. Quite a few of these don't do things quite quickly either, so he's in the same boat. And he's the standard bearer, really, for this race. Whatever beats Viaduct Joey will probably win. And that brings me on to my selection in this race, because I do think there was a horse that would have beaten Viaduct Joey the other night, and quite comfortably as well, had he got a clear run. And the horse in question is Mountain Kingdom, trained by James Larkin. And he's still got a bit of upside, I think, this horse. He used to be trained in the UK, of course, and he's got some decent form in the past. And I thought he was a real eye-catcher here the other night, as I mentioned, behind Viaduct Joey in that race that was won by 13 Diamonds. They went a reasonable clip there for that mile and a quarter race, and Gary Cowell was sitting towards the back of the field, biding his time on this horse, and he unleashed him in the home straight, and I think he would have definitely finished second had he got a clear run. I don't think he would have beaten the winner, but there's no question in my mind that had he got a clear passage, he would have been runner-up on that particular occasion. And taking that on board, I've got a funny feeling this horse is going to be totally missed by the bookmakers this morning. Not much has been said or mentioned in the analysis about this horse's unlucky run. So I think this is one of the best bets on the card here tonight. Unfortunately, we haven't got any prices, but I'm thinking he'll probably be in around the 7 or 8 to 1 mark, and he's going to be one of my biggest bets of the night.
OK, Mountain Kingdom then in the opener. Next up is the 6:05. It is a handicap over 6 furlongs. We do have prices for this one. Togoville, likely to be popular at the head of affairs here, Andy, but coming up against a lot of course specialists. Togoville did beat Wishua here a couple of starts back, but again, there's plenty you could give chances to, but it is pretty hard to get away from the in-form horse here, and Togoville can't seem to do much wrong at the minute, can he?
I'm a massive fan of Togoville. I've put him up on his last two runs, basically because he's very consistent. He adores Dundalk. He's uncomplicated. He goes a good gallop. The only question mark tonight is dropping back to 6 furlongs. So there is a slight element of doubt about him tonight. I think if this was 7 or a mile, he'd probably be my choice, but he is up against a couple of horses who I've tipped in recent weeks, and they've also done me proud as well, but mainly over distances shorter than what Togoville's used to running over. And they might just have the legs of him tonight, particularly as Tocqueville's got to carry 10 stone and he's up in the weights again. I don't think it'll be as straightforward for the favourite as it would appear at first glance. So Indian Landing and Grey Danube are the two I'd be concentrating on here after tonight's trip. Grey Danube landed a bit of a punt for us here on the podcast back in December, just before Christmas, which prayed for one or two Christmas presents, hopefully. He's definitely got another chance again. This is his trip. He's off a career mile mark of 85. I thought the handicap was a bit harsh, putting him up £7 for that victory. But to be fair, your pal Tal, who he beat, has won a couple of races subsequently, so perhaps the handicapper is right. But Indian Landing would probably run number one choice here. What an amazingly consistent horse. This is at Dundalk. Form figures of 1-3, 1-3, 2-1, yet to finish out the first three. In the six starts, very flexible from six furlongs to seven furlongs. Probably better over seven, but I think he's got the pace for six. And he comes from a trainer who's probably almost catching up with the likes of Mickey Halford and Ger Lyons now in her reliability here at Dundalk. That's Tracy Collins. Of course, Captain Joy is the big flag bearer for that stable and will probably end up running in the all-weather championships in April. So I think Indian Landing here has got everything going for him. He quickened up really nicely after travelling well to win here the last day. And I still think he's on the upgrade. So Indian Landing is my choice in the second race.
Okay, next up is the 6.35. It's a handicap over six furlongs, but nowhere near as strong a contest as the 6.05, Andy. This is one of the more open races on the cards. Where should we start here?
Yeah, I'll probably mention two or three in this race because I haven't got a clear focus on what I'm going to be going for until perhaps I get up and do the race again. My early thoughts are that Shiny Happy John will run well. He's yet to win a race in 14 starts, which is a little bit of a concern. But he has run well here on more than one occasion at Dundalk, so he clearly likes the track. He's been in the frame three times, including last time out when he was third in that race. It was won by Rigid Rock. And considering he didn't get the best of draws that night compared to the first two, he came out of the race quite well. But tonight, it's totally flip-flopped. He's got a fantastic draw, whereas Rigid Rock and Aquilina, who finish in front of him, have got poor draws in stall 11 and 12, respectively. Shiny Happy John's got the inside berth. So it's a good chance that Donald O'Brien can save ground going around the inner, and that might well turn out to be the difference. There is only a coat of paint between quite a few of these. Certainly got to mention Moss Nation. He's been undone by the worst possible draw. He's drawn right out the wing in 14, but he ties onto a selection late on the card that I do think will take a bit of beating. Is going to be my nap, because he finished second behind that wildly impressive winner, Bishan Bedi, here last week. The 4th, the 7th, the 11th, all reopposed. So I'm hoping that several of those in that race at least boost the form for that Bishan Bedi, because the time of that race is off the scale for the grade. So there is plenty of interest in this race for me here, not particularly from a betting point of view, but for further races down the line tonight and intermingling form line. So it's a race at the moment I'm just prepared to sit on the fence with, but my selection at this stage would be Shiny Happy John each way.
Okay, so Shiny Happy John, a tentative selection.
Very much so.
In the 6.35. Next up is the 7.05, a filly's maiden over seven furlongs. Potentially some quite nice horses in here, Andy. Some nice fillies. Letters of note, Mayra and Period Piece, all got nice little bits and pieces of form. Which one are you going to go for?
Yeah, this is quite a nice little maiden here. There's several that have caught the eye of late. I think I'll improve as their careers go on. And we've got big representations as well from three trainers that know what they're doing here at Dundalk. We've got Mickey O'Callaghan with Letters of Note, Jessica Harrington with Period Piece, and of course Mickey Halford, who trains Myara. That one is probably the weakest of the three on what I've seen so far to date. So I'm going to concentrate on the other two, and it's a classic conundrum here for punters, because you've got Period Piece, who's run two eye-catching races, very green first time out of a six, stepped up to seven tonight's distance last time out, got a terrible draw but made the most of what was put in front of her and ran its face off to finish second in a very fast time. But then you've got this Letters of Note, who probably would be my number one choice, basically because it comes from a yard who's done a really good job with their horses here throughout the winter. Haven't had many runners, but they've had four winners recently. Fastidious kept the ball rolling last week. Aggression was a wildly impressive winner of a maiden back in December. And the likes of Indian Tomahawk and Clutching at Straws have all won for this yard. So small sample sizes that Mickey O'Callaghan's very much got his horses in good nick. And this filly by Azamor ran a blinder first time up in what was a red-hot maiden at Leopardstown. It was almost like a group race, because Tamador went on to finish second subsequently to the Great War at the Curra in a listed race. The second Stella Glow was third next time out in the Group 3. And Boca Bacchiata, who was third in that race, went on to win another maiden. I reckon that this horse probably was up against 90-rated horses on that occasion. So to finish fourth, and not knocked about fourth as well, certainly stands it's in good stead for the future. And the fact that the horse has been given a bit of a time off and has been brought along steadily should hopefully do this horse a world of good. So letters of note would get the vote there slightly over the inform period piece.
OK. The fifth race on the card is a handicap over a mile. Again, not a whole lot of form to go on here, Andy, but a lot of three-year-olds that could be showing better in time. As such, there are a few unknowns, but with 3-1 the field at the time of recording, with Sheba heading affairs. What do you make of that one?
Yeah, I'll probably go with Sheba here. I tipped this horse at a big price here the last day. It was 14-1 on the morning line. It went off 3-1. Unbelievably, it finished out the frame. I woke up the next morning cursing my luck. I couldn't believe it was out of the frame. But the time was very, very fast. It was a meeting where the front runners dominated. So period piece and Charlie Bear turned in first and second and stayed there. It was very much indicative of the way the rest of the card went. It was impossible to make ground from the back of the field. So Sheba turning in fourth to finish fourth was probably not as bad a run as it appeared at first glance. Obviously, it was a bit of a tragedy for those that backed it each way, but it was still an encouraging run all the same. And that was off the back of two runs previously, eye-catchingly, at the Curra and Navan. Basically, this all sets the standard for me here. Off a mark of 76, I don't think the handicap has been too harsh, because I do think that maiden here the other day was a good race. And I expected to get the better of several who've been in good form in handicaps, included Showcard, who won a very slowly run race the other day when dictating from the front, moving on up, as well as another horse who's been knocking at the door. But she's... not got that much upside in her profile. And Surrey Pink has already been thrashed by Sheba. So I think this is a fairly straightforward race for us to get our heads around. Sheba, for me, definitely the best horse in this race. And if things pan out a little bit kinder tonight, then hopefully David Marnane's charts can get off the mark.
OK, the 8.05 is up next. It is a handicap over a mile. And you've already mentioned one in this one, Andy, in Bishan Bedi. 7-4 market leader at the time of recording, 7-1 the field. It does look a pretty competitive race when you take the favourite out of it. But can you see past Aidan O'Brien's charge?
No, I can't. I think this is a really, really good bet here tonight. There's every reason that he would that he's going to follow up from last week's victory. It was quite a scintillating run. First time off the shelf for Aidan O'Brien. Dropped out the back door. Was last and dawdling along at the back of off the back of strong fractions, and then won unleashed in the home straight. This horse found an incredible turn of foot, ran the last three furlongs in 34 and change for a horse rated 65. Is quite extraordinary. It was the fastest section on the night, including the five furlong race won by Majestic Timeline, and the overall was an astonishing time as well. It was the quickest overall fastest furlong per furlong time I got on the card as well. So, despite a hefty £14 hike in the weights, obviously Donico O'Brien takes seven of that off. I don't think the handicap has done enough to stop this horse from winning again. Obviously, he's up against one or two informed horses, but they've also been creeping up the handicap. It's not as if there's anything unexposed in this race here. The likes of the Dancing Lord, Beat the Ballot, Doc Holliday, Robin's Choice, they've all won and worked their way through the handicap marks as well. So they're all actually at the top of their ceiling as well. So I think Bishan Bedi actually, even though he's he's gone up quite harshly, he's still quite well treated in comparison to one or two of these. He'll probably be ridden the same, drawn in trap 10, Donico O'Brien will drop him out the back. There's going to be plenty of pace on here. I presume Robin's Choice will make the run in and set it up for the closers. And the way that this Bishan Bedi finished off his race the last time out, a mile will absolutely, he'll get it standing on his head. And I rate him a really first-class bet here tonight. He's the nap of the night. Get stuck into Bishan Bedi.
OK, Bishan Bedi then, a confident pick in the 8.05. The penultimate race on the card is the 8.35, a rated race over 1 mile, 2.5 furlongs. And again, an interesting contest, if not the most competitive, this one, Andy. She's No Joke, 13 Diamonds and Alvar would appear to be the three to focus on predominantly. But which one are you going to go for?
Yeah, not a particularly compelling race. Only really a few that you can fancy, largely on the count that they've been in good form. And a lot of these as well haven't necessarily been running over this trip. Corker Hill's a real big head-scratcher. I don't know what Noel Lawler's playing at with this mare. Quite clearly she's better over a mile. He's been running over seven furlongs and six furlongs of the day. He's absolutely destroying this horse. I don't know what he's doing there. But mile and a quarter will obviously be taxing her stamina. There's only really three you can fancy here, therefore. 13 Dimes, of course, who won that mile and a quarter handicap the other day. Now, maiden the other day now runs in a handicap off a mark of 74. You've got Alvar, who's been there or thereabouts in recent times, behind Sharjah, who's very much been the darling of the all-weather series here at Dundalk. And you've got She's No Joke, who's probably the best horse in this race by half an hour if she can put it all together. And I'm going to go with her tonight because I think she's definitely better over this kind of distance than the one she encountered on her first run here at Dundalk throughout the campaign when she was second to the wildly impressive Tennessee Wildcat from the Joe Lyon start yard. No disgrace in finishing second to that beast because that horse showed an incredible turn of foot to win off the back of a strongly run race. She's No Joke was the only one who offered any kind of resistance late on. Ran 34-4 down the lane, which is an incredible come-home time for a mile. And if she can do the similar kind of thing she did the other night, now stepping up to her favourite distance of a mile and a quarter, then I think she's going to take the world a beating here. One firm's gone 7-2 this morning. That's the only one that I've got a guide for. And I must admit, I thought that's way, way what I was expecting. I thought she'd be about a 9-4, 2-1 shot. So if William Hill will go anywhere near that 7-2 this morning, then that's definitely worth a bet.
Okay, She's No Joke in the 8.35. And the final race that we're going to look at is the 9.05. It's a handicap over 1 mile and a half. Or a mile and a half, if you want to talk in English. A competitive enough race this, Andy. Some nice in-form types. Habesh has been in good nick, as has Bomber Jackson. Victor's Beach is a model of consistency, even though he doesn't win especially often. Which one are you going to go for in the lucky last?
Yeah, nasty little race to conclude with. Several that obviously make some appeal, many don't. Bomber Jackson will be a popular choice with quite a few. Joan Foley's five-year-old has been in fantastic form in his last two starts, winning, of course. I can't believe he got beat last week, to be honest. But he did come out second best behind Pepperbot. I nearly fell off my chair when I heard the result. And then you've got horses like Victor's Beach. Victor's Beach has been a real frustrating character. Put this way, if he was a pool player and it was winner stay on, I think he'd be waiting there all night. I think he'd be into the darkest depths of the morning, I think, waiting to get on the table because he hasn't won for quite a while. So that leads me on to Lemma Kaboo, my selection, who's been a model of consistency in recent years over hurdles and on the flat, and comes here via a really good run the other day over 2 miles behind Havelock Ellis. That obviously would have stretched his stamina, but he still ran well in defeat. I thought he showed up quite nicely in that particular race. And prior to that, he finished fifth in that hot race early on in November, which thrown up a multitude of subsequent winners, including, of course, the fantastic Sharjah, who's been nothing short of miraculous for Andrew Slattery this season. So he's definitely got some really good form next to his name. So let's go with Lemma Kaboo each way in the last.
Okay, great stuff, Andy. Thanks very much for your time. Best of luck with all your picks today, and I'll see you in a few hours.
Better get in the car.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.